Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Celebrate Easter Sunday at the beautiful Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Sunday, April 5th, enjoy the festive Easter brunch from 10:30 to 2:30, featuring chef-crafted favorites like Eggs Benedict, smoked salmon Benedict, applewood bacon, and fresh pastries. Enjoy live culinary stations with prime rib and porchetta carving, made-to-order omelets, all set to live music, sweet treats, and a kids' corner for the little ones. Make Easter unforgettable this year. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District cuts jobs to reduce budget deficit. Temporary burn suspension for San Luis Obispo County due to heat wave. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles School Board voted to cut positions from its budget in a meeting on Tuesday. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the district received a significant amount of one-time grants that has now diminished. To reduce the budget deficit, the board began discussing job cuts in previous meetings. The number of jobs and type has changed since the February meeting based on feedback from the public that raised concerns over the lack of counselors for students. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus gave a presentation in response to this feedback on Tuesday's meeting, citing that while she agrees there is a need for therapeutic long-term counseling, school counselors are meant to provide short-term academic counseling. The board voted 4-1 on Tuesday's meeting to cut several positions, including counselors, teacher positions, paraeducators, and others across the district. Trustee Williams dissented, and trustees Kenny Enney and Lauren McCoy were absent. The cuts totaled to about $2.2 million. The city of Atascadero has been recognized with the Excellence Award in Budgeting from the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers. The society is an organization dedicated to promoting excellence in government finance, honoring agencies whose budgeting documents meet rigorous standards for quality, transparency, and clarity. This award recognizes the city for its 2025-27 operating budget, highlighting the city's commitment to ensure both short-term and long-term fiscal responsibility. Mayor Charles Bordeaux said this award underscores the city's unwavering commitment to responsible financial management and transparency. Temporary burn suspension for San Luis Obispo County due to heat wave. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo and the County Air Pollution Control District are urging residents to take precautions as a heat wave moves into the Central Coast. Forecasted temperatures are projected to be above seasonal averages through June, with little rainfall expected through April. Grass and brush across the county will be drying out earlier than usual. In response to this risk, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has also declared a temporary burn suspension for all of San Luis Obispo County through March 13th and the 15th. Statewide fire potential is forecast to remain near normal through May, according to CAL FIRE, but is expected to increase in June. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo's battalion chief said, while live vegetation currently holds enough moisture to reduce the likelihood of wildfires in most areas right now, we still need the community's help. Use equipment safely, avoid parking in dry grass, and take steps to protect your home and your neighbors. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update regarding the death of a Goleta couple in Cambria that occurred on February 8th. 53-year-old John Ruskey and 49-year-old Kristen Ruskey were both found dead in a home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive. Sheriff's Office said previously their deaths did not appear to be suspicious, and following an autopsy and toxicology testing, the coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by the toxic effects of carbon monoxide. The smoke detector in their room was found to be disconnected. No further information is available at this time. A new playground set is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2 p.m. Students, family, staff, and community members are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Funding for the playground came from Measure M, with the local school bond approved to improve facilities across the district's campuses. The space creates new opportunities for students to build friendships, develop motor skills, and enjoy the time outdoors during recess and other school activities. The County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement professionals from across the state are urging California residents to contact their elected state assembly member and state senator to pass Assembly Bill 46. AB 46 closes dangerous loopholes in the penal code by restoring judges' discretion to deny diversion to violent and high-risk offenders, while ensuring meaningful treatment for those who truly suffer from mental illness. Mental health diversion under Penal Code Section 1001.36, according to the DA's office, was intended to offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, limitations now require judges to grant diversion once certain criteria are met. Even in serious and violent cases, AB 46, according to the DA's office, would allow courts to consider whether a defendant poses a substantial and undue risk and whether treatment is clinically appropriate. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Bulls 142-130, the Nuggets over the Spurs 136-131, the Thunder beat the Celtics 104-102. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Timberwolves, the Jazz will go against the Trailblazers, and the Clippers will face the Bulls. In California news, spring is still officially a week away, and California is set to experience a summer-like heat wave. Temperatures in Southern California are set to reach 90 degrees this week, about 20 degrees warmer than it ordinarily should be this time of year for California. Officials are urging residents, especially those who work outdoors, to drink plenty of fluids and limit outdoor activities if possible. About a month since the trial began, 12 jurors will deliberate this morning on whether social media companies can be held liable for harms caused to children during their using their platforms. The trial was brought forward by a 20-year-old woman who alleges the platforms deliberately addict children to their use. A 25-year-old California man died earlier this month from a rattlesnake bite from over a month ago. Julian Hernandez was riding on a trail when he was bitten by a rattlesnake. He was rushed to a hospital where he fell into a coma and remained in intensive care for a month before dying on March 4th. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Bex Hybrids Agronomy Education Lead Matt Montgomery is urging soybean producers to think long term. He says a patient approach to planting decisions can pay off down the road.
We're in an environment that really squeezes people into looking short term, right? I think what's going to make the difference between those that survive and those that maybe survive, thrive, and those that struggle is really going to be those that are able to maintain the discipline of keeping an eye on the long-term, thinking seasons ahead rather than just several months ahead.
With tight margins and trying to stay afloat, Montgomery offers up advice for producers on where to cut back.
I do think there are opportunities to save when it comes to seeding rates. A lot of these places where we talk about trimming back really require information. And so you're going to need to sit down with your seed advisor, your dealer, have a conversation with them about what hybrids kind of handle a more moderate presentation rather than a real high seeding rate. You're going to want to make sure you have that conversation with them to make sure you do that on the appropriate hybrid. Some hybrids need those higher seeding rates. Other ones actually don't. And so it takes real discipline and a conversation to do that.
Once again, that was Matt Montgomery, the Agronomy Education Lead with Bex Hybrids.
Rancher Circle, Friday, March 20th at 1 o'clock on your calendar, and plan to be at St. Ange Livestock in South Dakota for the 7th annual Cactus Cattle Company Bull Sale. Offering 53 coming 2-year-old registered bulls born, raised, and developed at the ranch, built for calving ease and real-world functionality. If you're keeping replacement heifers, these are genetics designed to leave daughters you'll want in your herd for years to come. View catalog, watch videos, or bid live at dvauction.com or visit cactuscattleco.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repair repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. After a short-lived increase during the pandemic, California's processing tomato acreage is set to decline for a third consecutive year. The state's tomato processors plan to contract for 9.8 million tons from 185,000 acres this year, down about 11% from the 11 million tons processors asked for last year, according to a January report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If processors' intentions remain unchanged, those figures would make the tonnage contracted from growers this year the lowest since 2005, and it would mark the first time in more than half a century that farmers in California plant fewer than 200,000 acres of processing tomatoes. Falling demand comes as a blow to farmers. In recent years, processing tomatoes were one of the few crops that were generally profitable for growers. It hurts us like I think it probably hurts every other tomato grower, Yolo County farmer Bruce Rominger said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Mostly sunny on Friday. Low 80s Sunday, mid-80s Monday. Low 90s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 92 a week from today. Currently it is 41 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher following a mixed reading on inflation for January. The PCE price index cooled to 2.8% on an annual basis, but nudged slightly higher to 3.1%, excluding food and energy. Adobe shares are down 7%. Its sales rose in the recent quarter, but Adobe's CEO is stepping down after 18 years. Also, Adobe says it will pay $75 million to the U.S. government to resolve allegations involving fees. Ulta Beauty sees slower growth this year. Shares are down 7.5%. Home builder Lennar says sales declined in the recent quarter. Its profit is down from a year ago, though the stock is up 2.5%. Lennar says it's using incentives and lower base prices to attract home buyers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer, and you got lots of work ahead, so get her done. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Ready to go, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, about, well, just about anything. Of course, the FCC does have some guidelines regarding language.
Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, Kenny's out of town, so Darsha once again is flying solo this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Also, coming up this morning at 10 o'clock, it is the Mid-State Fair. They're going to open it up, and you can get tickets for Old Dominion. Just go to midstatefair.com. They'll be at the fair Wednesday, July 15th. But you still got another shot. Win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. It is that simple. As always, I will let you know through the email if you have won the tickets. All righty. And again, just a heads up, and I have been reminding people that I don't have the tickets just yet. Remember, it's only March, so the fair is in July, so it'll be a couple of months. But I have the information on file, and I'll let you know for those who won. Okay, let's see here. What do we have? Municipal awards. This is on the email. Regarding Atascadero, my opinion is that it should win an award labeled City which takes an extremely useful thoroughfare that aids the flow of traffic and destroys it by turning half of it into a pretentious version of a parking lot and the other half into a logjam nightmare that no one wants to enter, causing many citizens to boycott downtown altogether. Okay, well, that was a concern to many when this started a couple of years ago. So for those of you in Atascadero, I've driven through there, but again, because of my schedule, I generally go through Atascadero at times when it's not going to be that busy anyway. So I really can't say, because I've always loved driving El Camino Real. Always. All right. Okay. So Friday the 13th. Now, this was brought up last hour. What are the origins of it, and maybe some superstitions or just things in general in your life that you try to explain to somebody, but, you know, they're being somewhat nice. And, Chris, you said you haven't really experienced something like that.
Nope, not once.
All right. How about a buddy of yours or somebody that you know is trying to explain, hey, this happened, and you're, again, being respectful, but going like, yeah, right. Anything along those lines?
My buddies aren't crazy.
Oh, so somebody that experiences something like this is crazy in your opinion. Oh, I understand.
Sure.
I understand. All right, now, this happened to me, and I don't know how it happened. I was coming back. We had 2-a-days. This was when I was in high school. This is in Louisville. And I had rode my bike to practice because in the morning it was only shorts and helmet. I didn't have to have, you know, full pads or anything like that. So, again, it was 2-a-days. So I'm coming back, and a rainstorm comes up. And it was a heavy southern rainstorm. I mean, just a downpour. So I got stuck in it, but, you know, I'm on my bike, so no big deal. It's a summer. Actually, summer rain feels good. So I come into the driveway, open up the garage door. I put the bicycle on the right-hand side of the garage. And I didn't put the door down immediately, even though it was, I mean, a heavy rain. And I walked into the kitchen for, I don't know, it seemed like a split second. I come out and my bike is gone. I mean, again, this isn't 5, 10, 15 minutes or anything like that. There was nobody on the street. I didn't see anybody in the neighborhood, and we lived, it was kind of an offshoot. It wasn't a main thoroughfare, even in the neighborhood. So a lot of people didn't drive through it. It just mostly you saw just the people who lived there drive through. And any of the kids in that neighborhood, we all went to the same high school, you know, and you'd recognize them. And the bike was gone. And there was no other wet prints from a foot in the garage other than mine. And again, it was raining so hard that there were puddles in the driveway. So, you know, I go back. I said, Mom, I said, my bike's gone. And she goes, what? I said, my bike is gone. She goes, well, you know, and I tried to explain. So to this, well, he's no longer with us, but to the day he died, my dad think that I had somebody take it because I couldn't. He got me one of these cheap Kmart bikes. It was a piece of garbage. And he thought that I did that so we'd get him, that Mom and Dad would get me a better one. But I did. That was not my plan at all or anything like that. And to this day, I don't know how that bike was gone.
Yeah, that does sound kind of crazy.
Well,
and almost unbelievable.
Well,
so I get what you mean.
That's what my dad said. I'm not buying it. And he did. And I was almost pleading. Like, Dad, I didn't do anything. I didn't have whomever come over and take or anything. I don't know what happened to it so quickly. So that is something that, you know, I don't think about it a lot. But when it came up this morning, I thought, to this day, I have no idea. And I don't even think Mom believed me. And I was telling the truth. So maybe something along those lines, folks. I don't know.
But. You know, my dad had a very similar story that he told me, now that you mention it. I don't remember the exact details, but it had something to do with him leaving his bike alone in his own yard, I think, for, you know, no more than 30 seconds. He comes back and it was gone. I think it was in his backyard, in fact. And he insists that it was his dad that took it for whatever reason.
Took it
and got rid of it.
Did he ever think of what, or, you know, could figure out or even have an opinion of what the reason would be?
I think he did tell me, but he's told me this story only once while we were in a very long car drive, so I don't remember all the details.
All right, long car drives, you listen to stories and you forget about them.
Pretty much.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, your dad and I have something in common. Tell him, you know, let him know I'm on his side. I'm on his side. All righty, let's see here. Okay, maybe some help on this. Chris did the story on the Paso Robles School District. They're making an effort to rectify its $3.9 billion budget deficit, which, Chris, they're going to cut, what, about $2 million or something like that?
About $2 million this time around.
Okay, now, again, this comes up generational. As I'm looking at this, I see here that the middle school will retain grade level counselors as well as a wellness room counselor funding between the site and the district. What is a wellness room?
You got me.
Well, I have the answer. A wellness, according to my buddy Al, a wellness room is a designated private space in workplaces, schools, or hotels designed for rejuvenation, stress reduction, and other things. It acts as a quiet oasis to improve mental health, allowing individuals to meditate, pray, stretch, or manage health issues like migraines, ultimately increasing focus and productivity. It's to decompress and escape daily work-life stressors. Often equipped with comfortable seating, dimmable lights, calming decor, yoga mats, and sometimes massage chairs. Okay, often used in schools to help students regulate emotions and in offices to support employees' mental well-being. So, we have kids that can't do math or English or science, but we have the money for wellness rooms, wellness room counselor funding. Okay, and you said you did not have those when you were in school.
Either we didn't have them or I didn't know about them. Could be either one.
Okay, I don't know how long they've been around, but they're also on college campuses as well. I don't know what the budget affords that, but it is, I don't know, again, as I started this, generational. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. All right, let's see here on the email. Weeds. My neighborhood has tall green weeds all over. With the hot weather next week, why don't people cut the green even if they have to go over it twice? They are going to dry up fast with the hot weather ahead and quickly be fire hazard, just a thought. Well, I'm guessing that a lot of people, because I've been looking at my our stuff, and it's popped up fast in the last week, and I'm on it. Some people don't want to cut twice, you know, depending on how much property you have. But I understand, because you want to do it, I think they say it's at least 100 feet from the house, but do more. Because I'll be getting on that stuff pretty soon. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Wellness room? What the heck?
Yep.
Here's the problem. Today's kids are fat, doughy, pasty, mush-brained little wimps. And they can't take life that we took when we were kids. And I know every generation says that, but when I was in high school, the wellness room was the locker room after you got done working out, or outside when you and the person you had a problem with beat the snot out of each other until you shook hands and went back to class. But, you know, this whole idea of coddling today's youth and making them even softer and more pastier and doughy, that's just ridiculous. You know, we have gender studies and grievance studies, but we don't focus on phys ed. And, you know, they have devices and they pay attention to their phones rather than getting in the weight room and pumping iron and working out and kicking a ball around. I mean, it's just, you wouldn't need a wellness room if you had all the other stuff that you should be doing as an adolescent still growing.
Well, let me, in your very, shall we say, reluctant opinion, where are the parents in this?
Well, the parents want to be the best friend, you know. I say today's kids, and especially boys, are over-mothered and under-fathered. And they're over-mothered because, you know, it's kind of crude, but their moms breastfeed them for far too long, too many years, I mean, literally or figuratively, and they run to the kid's rescue when they don't want the kid to take risks. They don't want the kid to get hurt. They don't want the kid to learn that, you know, there's responsibility and consequences tied to decisions. Everything is about rescuing your baby chick and keeping your baby chick. You know, think about 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when the pioneers, you know, the young men, 17, 18, were going to war or getting married and having kids or taking the plow out to cut the hard pan to plant things. And not today. Kids are living in mommy and daddy's basement playing video games well into their 20s, and they're reluctant to get married. They don't want it. They don't develop relationships. They're over-mothered and under-fathered. My dad had us on the up-and-out program. Once you grow up, which meant graduating high school, you got to get out. That was our up-and-out program.
Well, that has changed dramatically, and, you know, there are a lot of different circumstances, particularly with housing, but I want to go back to the, you know, when you said that the helicopter mothers, so to speak, is... my guess is it has to do with the single family home, where the mom usually gets custody, and so there the over mothering takes place.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, when we made divorce easier or more okay, or I don't know what happened. I don't want to blame divorce, but something happened along the way where we sublimated fatherhood and decided that a two-parent household was not as good as whatever the new status quo for the parents. And do you remember who was the lady, the skinny little lady talk show host? She used to say, you know, go take on the day.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah. No, she was all about, look, you know, I don't care what you parents, if you like each other or not, stay together for the kid. I mean, that was kind of her concept. She wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect, okay? But my point is, being raised in a two-parent household is very important. And if you absolutely can't do that, having two parents involved in raising the kid is very important. And, you know, I'm sorry for the folks that might feel offended at this, but feminizing our boys has not done our country a damn bit of good. And thank God we have men who are men and women who are women that are strong enough to do things like, you know, be first responders and be part of our armed forces, because otherwise the Chinese are laughing at us. And, you know, wellness rooms, no. It used to be church. You go to confession. You work things out behind the dumpster, you know, fisticuffs, other stuff. But wellness rooms, I don't grasp the concept. You know.
Well, I think many of us would be even embarrassed to go in one.
Oh yeah, and I think today too, if you're not an antidepressant, then something's wrong with you. People brag about what their diagnosis is. They brag about being on antidepressants. I've seen it. I've seen people brag about, you know, seeing doctor or what kind of illness they have or perceived have, or, you know, a lot of people in this county complain about lack of medical care, lack of mental health care, behavioral health care. What it really comes down to, I think, is they're finding an excuse for not being a good parent, and they're finding an excuse for fixing, in quotes, their kids. Because they can't, or they won't, or they don't know how to do it. You can't be a kid's best friend and be the kid's parent. I don't care what you say. You cannot be your kid's best friend. You can be friendly, and you can be loving, and you can be kind, but you can't be the kid's friend. You need to be the parent.
You're exactly right, sir, and I appreciate it. We're up against the clock. Gotta go. Enjoy your weekend.
Call me anytime for an honest opinion.
All right, thanks, yeah. All right, we had to pull it out of him, obviously.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A couple in Cambria that faced death earlier in February has been found. The cause of their death has been found from the sheriff's office. 53-year-old John Ruskey and 49-year-old Kristen Ruskey were both found dead in the home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive in Cambria. The coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. The smoke detector in their room was found to have been disconnected. The County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement professionals from across the state are urging California residents to contact their elected state assembly member and senator to pass Assembly Bill 46. The DA's office says the bill would allow courts to consider whether a defendant poses a substantial and undue risk and decide whether they should receive incarceration or treatment. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. They're confused and we know it. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth calls Iran increasingly desperate.
We know the new so-called not-so-supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured.
At today's Pentagon briefing, saying we will show no mercy and that today will yet again be the highest volume of strikes over Iran. President Trump tells Fox Radio's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
We've already damaged them so badly it would take years for them to ever rebuild. And we're going to be hitting them very hard over the next week.
CENTCOM reports four U.S. crew members died after their KC-135 refueling aircraft went down in Iraq on a combat mission, not by hostile or friendly fire. Heroes all, says Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The price of oil trending lower. President Trump is temporarily lifting sanctions to let countries buy Russian oil stranded at sea. America's listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine and clouds mixed in, low 80s. Few clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid 40s. Clouds and sunshine again on your Saturday, and again in the low 80s. Sunday, well, we're going to be in the same place. Low 80s with some clouds and sunshine, mid 80s on Monday. 90 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down. 7:17 a.m., 7:09 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. The San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau Women is holding a yard sale from 8 till 1 next Saturday, the 21st, and the it'll take place on the corner of 5th and Old County Line Road in Templeton. The proceeds will help provide scholarships for local students entering the field of farming and ranching studies. So again, let's see, maybe they'll call in on the country store next week as well. Let's see here. Thank you for Meals at Connect. San Miguel went Monday and Wednesdays, 11:30 till 12:20. Seniors 60 over, free hot lunch. They have the bingo and some the second and fourth Friday. The second is finger foods, and then Friday is the potluck. That's 5:30. Starts promptly at 6, the game. Dollar Board at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. Chair exercise Tuesday and Wednesday from 4:30 to 5, so you get some help up there in San Miguel. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy, happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry, mighty fine. All right, got to run through these. We have Rhiannon Trempori, Rafael Mendoza, Charlie Gates, James Foscher, Sally Lokes, Stacy Jacobs, Rex Hendricks, Timothy Schmitz, Emilian Anderson, Glenn and Chrissy Isaacs. Saturday's local celebrities include Zachary Moore, Sandra Andrade, Ryan Green, Nancy Stuckey, Rosie Flynn, Sandy Buckmoyer, Donald Pratt, Courtney Ford, Leland Taylor, Darren Mitchell, Gwen Bralick, Emily Gates, Michaela Wright, the scooter boy, the polo dare bear dip or whatever dip, whatever he is, Scott Renault, and Barry Fisher's having a birthday. All right. Benjamin Tuckey on Sunday, Sydney Walsh, Brooke Griffin, Natalie Magana, Dylan Smiley, Robin Lancidell, Cindy Dallier, Amanda Keenan, Mary Ubisax, close enough, Randy Stinchfield down there in Tennessee, Lisa Johnson, Kevin Lynch, Derek Rodriguez, Thomas Clay Clevenger, and John and Patty Ann Rogers. Got them all in on my right-hand side. Let's see here. We have Lorenzo Delmonico, the famous Italian restaurant in New York, 1831. Wow. Lowell Observatory, Percival Lowell, 1855-1916. Sammy Kay, and a swinging soiree or something like that. 1910, 1987, L. Ron Hubbard used to have some property out there in Creston. 1911, 1986. Onward we go with George McAfee, really good running back with the Bears. He's in the Hall of Fame, 1918, 2009. Eddie Pellegrini, baseball, 1918, 2006. The Ted Williams of women's baseball, Helen Callaghan, 1923, 1992. All right. Oh, country singer, Jan Howard. Yes, indeed. 1929, 2020. Ordell Bracy, football, 1932, 2019. One of the great songwriters and record producers of all time. Mike Stoller, 1933. Joe Bellino, Heisman Trophy winner back in 1960. He was born in 38, died in 2019. We just lost this gentleman, and Gary's doing a special on him for the jukebox. Neil Sedaka, 1939, 2016. Charo Coochie Coochie, 1941, from Sha Na Na, Donnie York, 1949. William Macy, pretty good actor, 1950. Andy Bean, golf, 1953. Will the Thrill Clark, 1964. Who else do we have on the list? Tread Dilfer, 1972, quarterback. Bobby Jackson, not a bad hoopster, 1973. Big Danny Dan Wilkinson, defensive tackle, 1973. Caron Butler, good hoopster, 1980, and Coco Gauff, the tennis person, 2004. Where am I? Oh, passing away on this day, women's right leader Susan B. Anthony, 1906. Benjamin Harrison, president. He died in 1901. And let's see, William Hurt, the actor, 2022. Marvelous Marvin Hagler passed away in 2021. Let's see here, 30-somethings, Elaine's mother. I don't know what that is. Married to Gene Kelly, though. Betsy Blair died in 2009. Maureen Stapleton, she passed away in 2006. She was a nice actress, too. Charles Darrow, the monkey trial lawyer, died in 1938. And that is it. All right, let's see here. Going to the top of the list. I did not see Joe Bellino's name on the list when I came in this morning. So I had this one ready. He was good. He was College Baseball Player of the Year, played at Mississippi State with a guy that they did not get along, Rafael Palmeiro. They did not like getting along at all. However, they managed to play on the same team and do very, very well. Not champions, though, but they won a lot of games together. So he was originally drafted by the Kansas City Royals. That was his favorite team growing up in Mississippi, in Louisiana. But he chose not to sign. Again, he went to Mississippi State, and then he was the second overall pick in the draft by the San Francisco Giants. And he ended up having a pretty good career. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he did have a very, very good career. He came up with the Giants in 86 for good and played till 93, then went to the Rangers, then the Orioles, then the St. Louis Cardinals. All in all, during his career, he was a six-time All-Star, NLCS MVP in 1989, Gold Glove Award, two-time Silver Slugger Award, NL RBI leader, and a Golden Spikes Award in college. Again, that goes to the outstanding player. He's in the College Baseball Hall of Fame, and again, a very, very nice career, and what a beautiful swing he had, left-handed man. Well, the Thrill Clark goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A new playground is set to open at George Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2 p.m. Students, families, staff, and community members are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo is urging residents to take precautions as a heat wave moves into the Central Coast. Forecasted temperatures are projected to be above seasonal averages through June. Cal Fire is also suspending all burns in the county through March 15th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
For his career, Will Clark batted 303, 2,176 hits, 284 home runs, and had 1,205 RBIs. Again, a very, very good career. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening. listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.